We know that 14 players and coaches associated with the Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19 in recent days. This has had an impact on the Phillies. It's had an impact on the Orioles. It's had an impact on the Yankees. What's the latest, and what are you hearing about when the Marlins may actually be given permission to depart from Philadelphia?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. And I think at this point, it's unclear because they've been retested again this morning, and we're going to have to wait on those results. They could be within 12 or 24 hours. And once they find that out, we'll have more clarity as to where they can and cannot go. The players who tested positive for the club are staying in Philadelphia and staying in their team hotel. So they will be there for an indefinite amount of time until they test negative, and then they can fly back to South Florida. So at this point, it's unclear. But it certainly does appear that the Marlins will not fly back home and take a bus directly to Baltimore from Philadelphia and then attempt to play those games in Baltimore, then return back home for their weekend series this upcoming weekend.
Okay, Craig, tell me if this is right. Jeff said earlier he had read something that said Don Mattingly knew the day before that three of his players had COVID and didn't tell anybody.
Or had tested positive.
Difference. Right. What do you think Major League Baseball will do about that, if that's true?
I'm not sure that that is accurate. I can tell you that the morning of yesterday is when the Marlins found out that they had three players test positive. So for clarity, let's start there.
Okay.
They called their starting pitcher at 8:20 a.m. and told him he was going to have to pitch today because they got tested the day before. They found out the next morning. At some point during the day yesterday, Mattingly reached out to his leadership group on the Marlins, and the players determined at that point that they wanted to play. The conversation could be had as to whether or not this was Major League Baseball's idea to have them push through and continue to play. I'm not sure why Mattingly would be at fault. I'm not sure, by the way, what to expect on Mattingly to do in that spot. Deciding whether or not to play. He polled the players. The players said they wanted to play, so they played. In terms of calling it irresponsible or a decision made by Mattingly, I don't. If a team is given the opportunity to play or not, they're going to play. I mean, we had players opt out of the season. So any player could have stood up and said, hey, look, we can't play this game. We got to get out of here. They didn't, and so they played. So we'll certainly have to see. I think MLB has some explaining to do, knowing that there was a potential outbreak on their hands and allowed that game to be played. But I would certainly not put this on Mattingly.
Yeah, that's why we have you on, because you know that's a great answer. Do the Marlins have, you know, there's nine guys, I believe, right, players that have tested positive for COVID. Do they have nine guys that can compete that they could call up to do these things? You know, I'm assuming they aren't expected to win this year, but they want to put out their best product. Do they have enough down to do that?
They have a very good farm system, and that's sort of what they've been reaching for was next year, 2021, to call a lot of these kids up. But they're now in a very awkward position given the business of baseball. And you saw this with Vladdy Jr. last year. Do they want to start the clocks on every single one of their top prospects? They're sort of being forced in a position to have to do that.
Yeah.
They have a few that I think that could compete at the big league level. Do they have 10? No. I mean, they're going to be calling up seven kids who've never played a game in the big leagues. And you know how this goes. Seven kids called up for their first cup of coffee. Three are good. Four to three struggle. One you're not sure. I don't think that missing the kind of players that they're going to be missing, that they would have any chance to compete. But look, no one gave them a chance yesterday, and they beat the Phillies. So we'll see.